I know, I think I know that.
He, once in a while, he'll become disgusted about something and maybe say darn, but he really doesn't.
He hasn't told me darn yet.
He really doesn't swear.
I used to go pretty well, but I've curbed myself.
You know, I know a fella that really he can't talk unless he swears about 4/3 of the time that he's a talking.
And it gets pretty tedious.
Yes. It's I hate to be around a fella like that. He just can't talk without swearing.
Mm-hmm. It was that way in the Army.
Well, I expect that's right, too.
We had standard terms, and instead of saying or something, you'd swear.
Yeah.
It just got so it was a regular flow of speech.
Yeah.
But most embarrassing. Is that true that you said darn?
Oh, sometimes, yes. Get disgusted about something, or just like you was talking about hitting your finger, you might say darn.
Yeah, I've become much better with my girls now.
Yes. Well, I have an idea. Now, she has a brother-in-law that had three boys, and the man was awful about swearing. So after a while, when the boys got up 4 or 5 years old, they took it up, see?
Mm-hmm.
One time they went down to one of the stores for an ice cream cone or something, you know, and the store was locked up. The little kid said he was a lot tighter than hell. So he quit swearing.
I caught myself the other day, something went wrong, and I was particularly irate.
God damn it.
And that afternoon, my 5-year-old was doing something, and something went wrong, and she let out a good one like that. It was a temptation to say, now, you just don't say those things, but
sure.
I kept my mouth shut, and I think I've cut it from my vocabulary now.
Yes.
Anything that's taboo to her is especially good, so
sure.
She'll use it. Oh, let's say you meet someone in the morning. Oh, you just pass someone. What would you say as a greeting to him?
Good morning.
Anytime. Well, any time of day, not good morning or good afternoon.
Well, how are you today, or something like that.
I knew a friend who'd say, hiya.
Yes.
How are ya? I think it was an affectation. And if you're introducing, if you've been introduced to someone, Mr. this is Mr. Jones, then you'd say,
I'm glad to meet you.
And let's see, when someone leaves and you wish to invite him back, you'd say,
well, I don't know. There might be 2 or 3 different terms for that. You might say, come back anytime you desire, or come back, we're always glad to have you, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Come again?
Come again, yes.
Do you ever use the idea?
Wow. Very, very seldom that I use that word.
I think that, I don't know, I shouldn't say that, but that sounds more like women speak.
Yes, they,
idea.
You know, something, somebody's telling somebody about something, you know. She say, well, the idea of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I very seldom use that word.
I don't think I do either. Let's see, in the morning on Christmas Day, when you were a boy, you get up and you greet the other people with
Merry Christmas.
Is that the first thing you'd say?
Just about the first thing.
Is there anything else you said on Christmas?
No, not that I know of particularly.
Did